Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, there's something new for you on the horizon. Now understand that it isn't entirely new in the grand scheme of things, but unknown to you because it is my glory to conceal a matter and your glory to find out. This is your finding out time. This is part of a long and established history of many faithful men and women who quenched the violence of sword, who walked on water, brought down mountains. This is your portion, says the Father. Something of my spirit with deep roots bringing healing, deliverance, and a complete shift into your life and in the lives of many. It will have an unfamiliar quality. You've caught glimpses of it around the edges, sensed the truth of it in the periphery of your vision. You've experienced fleeting thoughts and sensations and felt like I was trying to teach you something but you couldn't quite grasp. But it has been a core element of your path and your understanding thus far. That all changes beginning right now. A wise steward in the kingdom brings forth things both new and old, as well as secrets laid up from the foundation of the world, to bring them forth at this time and this moment in your life and in the lives of many others. Embracing this process will require venturing outside your comfort zone, feeling apprehension or even fear in the face of the unknown. It's natural, but I assure you, this is good. This is very good, says God. It holds intrinsic value, just like its endearing nature. Because it's new to you, there might be an element of surprise. Be willing to be surprised by what I do next. This is perfectly normal. However, don't let that surprise deter you or cause you to fear or be hesitant. Hold fast to your faith and stay close to me. There's more for you to discover, and soon you'll be equipped to share this newfound knowledge with others. Think of it like this. You're traveling, and you've been traveling a familiar road for a very long time. This day, I'm walking you off your map and putting a potential up into the regard of your faith to bring every authentic word you've ever experienced to pass in a moment of time. It's a good road that served you well, but it doesn't encompass everything where you've been. Now there's a new path branching off from the one that you know. It may seem daunting initially, but trust me, it leads to a beautiful and fertile destination of faith. This isn't a detour, but an expansion of your predestined journey. This new element will challenge your existing perspectives, but that's a positive development. Growth often comes with a little discomfort. Embrace the learning process. Ask questions, seek clarification, and trust in my guidance, says the Father. Remember, I would never lead you down a path that wouldn't ultimately benefit you. There will be inevitable moments of uncertainty, but through it all, remember this. You are not alone. I am with you every step of the way, providing support and direction. This newfound knowledge will enrich your life. It will allow you to become a touchstone of wisdom, victory, and freedom in my spirit for others. Share it freely. Embrace the criticism of the old guard willingly. They are the counsel of the uninformed, who seldom think there's anything in my kingdom that they are not fully aware of and in possession of. Their scorn is part of the price that you'll pay to walk where you're about to walk and know what you're about to know. As things unfold in part and here a little, there a little, be faithful to share this blessing and illuminate the path for others who are also seeking deeper understanding of my spirit and my kingdom, says the Father. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.